Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into another episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host as always, Charlotte, and this week we're going to be talking about poems to do with solitude. I was doing phones last week, and a lot of the phone ones were about, like, how isolating the fact that we've got social media can be when I was looking into them. And one of the ones I picked ended up not being super that, but it still being, like, a thing about disconnect between people in a certain way. So I wanted to do solitude this week and see if we could find any poems that were, like, yay, sometimes, you know, there is power or some positivity to being alone sometimes. I don't know, I just wanted to see if I could find a positive spin on it, considering we had some negative spins last week. So anyway, let's dive in. Okay, so the first poem we're going to look at this week is Childhood's Retreat by Robert Duncan. It's in the perilous boughs of the tree, out of blue sky, the wind sings louder surrounding me, and solitude, a wild solitude, revealed fearfully, high I'd climb into the shaking uncertainties. Part out of longing, part daring myself, part to see that widening of the world, part to find my own, my secret hiding sense and place, where from afar all voices and scenes come back, the barking of a dog, autumnal burnings, far calls, close calls, the boy I was calls out to me, here, the man where I am, look, I've been where you most fear to be. I really like this one. I feel like a lot of, like, poems, it doesn't have the most clear narrative all the way through, but I'm sort of imagining, like, this young boy climbing a tree or going into a treehouse, and looking out into the world, just sort of being, like, separated from it just slightly, and looking into the future, and not only looking into the future, but him looking back on the past, and the two sort of having this conversation of, you are afraid of growing up, and I've done it, and it's okay, and I'm still here. So I think that's really fun and interesting, and just, like, the idea of this young boy looking out into the world and seeing a future for himself. It's just so interesting and, like, fun. yeah. Okay, so the next poem we're going to look at is Shy Boy by Greg Sellers. I wait for my shadow to forget me, to take that one phantom step that I keep from taking. I wait for the simple flash of a dancer's spat upon this one moon of stage light, the mind's lonely oval illuminated on the surface of some windless pond or slough, and the old soft shoe practices to get it right, husha, husha, hush, in its constant audition of sawdust. Even this choreography of useless wishing is not enough to keep tonight from becoming nothing more than some floor's forgotten routine where faded, numbered dance steps silently waltz themselves away. The orchestra's now ready to foray into the evening's last song while I try to convince myself to cross this room for the first time all night and rinse what's left in some debutante silver sequined waterfall, hope keeling hopelessly ever close to the edge. Across the floor, the other couple sashay on. A tin flask empties itself from asking. The shadow's last chance now wasted in some chandelier's dim lust. Okay, I know I said I was looking for more hopeful poems, but this one was too perfect. It's just, like, not too perfect in the sense that it purposely encapsulates the topic that I was going for this week, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close. And it's sort of, like, is this really sweet, beautiful, like, little thing about, like, what I assume is school dances. And this, like, young boy who wants to go and be brave and, like, actually dance, but is too scared and by the end of the night, like, doesn't get his opportunity. So it's just this, like, it's just, the first time I read it, I was just like, I have to include this, and when else am I going to include this? And then just, like, it has all of this stuff in it about this dancing and the shadow and the, like, it almost is, like, the shadow being sort of an echo or a thing that is not paid super close attention to, that sort of doesn't connect with other people but himself, and, like, if they are in this dance alone, then it's just him and his shadow. I don't know if that was the intention, but I had a lot of fun thinking about it, and it was good fun. So I liked this one, even though it's sad, which is, you know, typical. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you guys for coming along with me on this one. I will be doing dance next week because I really liked Shy Boy and I want to do more dance poems. Could Shy Boy have gone in dance? Probably, but I think it fits this one a lot better. So we will see next week what dance has left to offer for us. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you guys next week.